James chapter 3. We want to begin reading at verse 1 of this James chapter 3. And matter of fact, we're going to read most of this chapter and then a couple of verses or a verse or two anyhow out of chapter 4. The book of James is an unusual book. It is in this book that Martin Luther didn't like. Martin Luther did not like the book of James because the book of James deals a great deal with works. And Martin Luther believed entirely that salvation is by faith in that alone. And salvation does indeed come by faith. But after you are saved, there are some good works that should follow the life of the Christian. Amen. And Martin Luther called the book of James the straw pile. And but there is a lot. Now, I want us to understand one thing this morning. The book of James is included in the Bible. Amen. Without the book of James, the Bible is incomplete. It is inclusive in the Bible. So it is in Holy Writ. And James said, faith without works is dead. And show me your faith by your works. So we want to see what James has to say about this particular subject that we want to deal with this morning. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Amen. That means if a man can control what he says in his tongue, amen, he's a perfect man, and any other member of the body will not be a problem for him to control. Amen. That unruly member called the tongue. Verse 3, behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of every bird, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of what? Full of what? Deadly poison. Amen. I want us to notice that description of poison is not just poison, it is a deadly poison. Amen. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God, and out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not so to be, that the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? either a vine, figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. Amen. For where envying and strife is, you might just underline that verse 16. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Amen. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Proverbs 18 and 21. I'll give you time to turn there. Proverbs in the Old Testament. If you didn't know, right after the book of Psalms. Proverbs 18 and 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Amen. Isn't that strange? I've been reading and studying some of these verses for a long time, and I felt like this morning that it was the day to address this subject, and I trust that each one of us today will ask the Lord to help us to be better Christians and better examples. The person who never has made a mistake or does not make a mistake is dead in the cemetery. Amen. That's right. And if you think for one minute that you have reached the point of absolute, total perfection, and you can't get no better, amen, you probably don't even know where you are spiritually. There is spiritual progress for all of us to make. We can do better. I was talking to somebody just in the last few days, and they brought up this subject of the tongue, and here's what they said. They said, I don't know anybody that has total control over their tongue. And since there is nobody that has total control over the tongue, amen, then nobody should be qualified to talk about it. Well, amen. If that be the case, there's a lot of things in the Bible that should never be discussed. Hello. God, in this third chapter of James, addressed it in almost a complete and entire chapter, along with some other verses beside this particular chapter. Amen. And anything that is dealt with so extensively should be dealt with every day. Somebody said, well, so-and-so, amen, isn't a good example. Well, it doesn't matter whether you know anybody that has total control of their tongue or not. We need to make an effort, amen, to control your tongue. Amen. If it's like Brother Ralph Cox. Everybody here know Brother Ralph Cox? Raise your hand if you know Brother Ralph Cox. Amen. There's only one Ralph Cox in the whole world. I don't know anybody else that even tries to copy him or mimic him. Amen. He is one of a kind. I remember years ago, it's been several years ago now, he was addressing a preacher's convention. Nobody there but preachers. And it was during the years when a lot of immoral scandals came out publicly on some leading preachers in the country. And he proceeded to address adultery and fornication in that preacher's meeting. And somebody said, Brother Cox, don't you know that you cannot stop this plague in our country and even in the church world? He said, I'm only one person. He said, I know I can't stop it all. But he said, if I can stop you, we are starting to make progress. Amen. Somebody say amen. That's kind of the way I feel about the tongue problem. Amen. We can't stop it all. I know that. There's no way possible. Now, I want to tell you one thing this morning. If you're going to try to run down every rabbit trail, somebody that said something they ought not to say, amen, you're not going to get nothing else in life done. Matter of fact, you won't even have time to go to your work. Amen. It is virtually impossible to run down everything that everybody says and find out who started it and who said it first. Amen. You're wasting your time. But, amen, if the Lord would help us this morning, I'd like for us to see that there is a better way. Amen. God can and will help us to control that unruly member of the body. Amen. And so, in considering some of the hindrances to a holy life. Amen. Is anybody here like to live better? Like to live a holy life? Amen. The Bible, Jesus said, be ye holy, even as I am holy. God said that. Amen. I said, God said that. Amen. Shouldn't we attempt to be like him? Since we are his creation, we are bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Amen. We should attempt to live that kind of a holy life. Amen. From God's own word. Amen. He addresses to us this subject. Amen. And God warns his people against the awful danger of an unbridled tongue. Amen. In this third chapter of James, what a tremendous chapter it is in dealing with it. Not only have we seen people lose their own spiritual power with God, and I want to tell you this morning, amen, if you don't stop, amen, that loose tongue, you yourself will lose your spiritual power with God. But not only that, amen, you're doing damage by the use of the tongue, by poisoned arrows, amen, sent to many other hearts through this unbridled, untamed tongue, amen. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Amen. Now, after you help me here this morning, y'all looking awful sober. Amen. After you get through yakking and talking about everybody and running down the church and running down the preacher and running down the saints, amen, try to have a good prayer meeting. Amen. And see how spiritual you are. And how much of the blessings of God will flood your soul. Amen. It'll be zilch. Zero. Amen. You'll say a few words in prayer, but there'll be no unction of the Spirit. Amen. Because you have done damage to yourself and to others. Somebody say amen. The unsanctified tongue. Woo! Glory to God. Gonna get tied here this morning. I can tell that. Amen. I hope I don't have to pull this load up the hill here by myself, but if I have to, amen, I'll just get down, amen, and pull, praise God. But it'd be a lot better if y'all come on and help me this morning. The unsanctified tongue, amen, is called in the Bible a fire, amen, a fire which is able to defile the whole body and set on fire the whole course of nature. Amen. That's what James said. Set on fire the whole course of nature. This tongue, this unruly member of the body. Amen. In James chapter 3 and verse 6, amen, he adds the words, it is set on fire of hell. Amen. Amen. A tongue. Amen. Just one tongue. Amen. That is set on fire of hell. Burning with hell fire. Amen. Keeps on lighting more fires. Until the extent of the dreadful, fearful fire can never really ever be estimated. The damage that is tongue, that is done by the tongue of people just yakking and talking. And sometimes, amen, help me here. Sometimes you say things that are true, but yet would have been better left unsaid. Hello? Is anybody here? Amen. Did you know that there are things that are true that needs to be left alone? Does nothing but gender strife and create hard feelings and ill will. Somebody said, Brother Savage, I thought if it's true, it's all right to repeat it. Well, to say it. Well, you ever seen anybody that's overweight that likes to be told you're fat? But that's your wife. She can say things and get by with it. Amen. You ever seen anybody that was really homely looking? That really, I mean really, they was as ugly as a mud fence? But you don't walk up and say, you're ugly. Though it is true. Now, I tell Ricky all the time he's ugly. I mean, we just kidding. I mean, I tell him every day. I tell him, I got to keep him humble. I tell him every day he's ugly. But we're just joshing. We're just playing. Are y'all understanding me this morning? Just because something is really true does not necessarily mean that it needs to be broadcasted everywhere. Amen. Did not come on here. I'm trying to preach to you this morning about the unruly member of the body called the tongue. Amen. Amen. When Saul was killed, amen, by the Philistines, hit me here. And his son Jonathan was killed by the Philistines. And the news came to David. Do you know what David said? David said, publish it not in Gath. Don't tell it. There's some things that needs to be left unsaid. I want to tell you, help me here. There are times glory to God, I'm going to run into a freight train this morning. Amen. There are things that sometimes happens in the church among the saints that should never be told to the sinner and the backsliders. Hello. Amen. There are things that happens in your immediate family among you and your wife or you and your children, things that are said in the privacy of your home that is not to be told on Main Street.
Help me here.
Somebody say amen. That's private matters. Help me here. Come on here. There are some things that should not even be mentioned. Though they do happen, and it has happened, keep your mouth shut, and if you got to talk to somebody about it or say something about it, amen, get on your knees and talk to God about it. Woo! Glory to God. Somebody say amen this morning. Amen. It is this unruly member of the body that sets on fire the whole course of nature. Amen. It is set on fire of hell. And the damage that is done by people yakking and talking and rattling their tongue, amen, that is uncontrolled and they don't know when to shut up. Come on, somebody say amen. Are y'all listening to me? The damage that is done from that, amen, can never be estimated how great damage it is. Hallelujah. Amen. Even sometime concerning backsliders and people that have lost the fellowship of God. Amen. Should never be rattled and talked and joshed and come on here. Even among the church people. Amen. Talk to God. Have we forgot that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous? Amen. That He is the mediator between God and man, casting all your cares on Him, for He careth for thee. It's much easier. Oh, I'm preaching all right this morning. It's much easier to rattle your tongue to somebody on the telephone or your neighbor across the street or the road than it is to talk to God about it. Amen. But it doesn't get the good results that talking to God does. It'll get the opposite. It'll get damage done. Irreparable damage. Amen. And some people never get back to God and never get back to the altar. Amen. Because of people's rattling tongues that have said things that should never have been said. Amen. James 3 and 8 said, The tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Boy, I'm preaching good this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I see about three people are getting ready to go to sleep. I might have to get some more water in this and get you to hold a glass this morning. Amen. Amen. Deadly poison. Deadly. Not just poison. Amen. Most people's got in your home somewhere or another, under the kitchen sink or in the bathroom cabinet, somewhere you've got some cleaning agents or some household things that has on it a picture of skull and crossbones. And you know by that picture, you just know that picture means that's dangerous. You have to be careful how you handle it. You have to be careful how you use it. You can't use it just anywhere on anything. It's poisonous. It's deadly. The skull and crossbones is a symbol of poison. Not just poison, but deadly poison. It'll kill you. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I said several times that perfume, you know, flattery is like perfume. It's good to smell, but don't swallow it. It'll kill you. Yeah. You believe you can take that to home with you. I mean, that is right. Amen. I wish sometimes that some people, amen, had the picture of skull and crossbones right there on each side of their mouth. I mean, wouldn't that be a sight? I mean, dangerous. Man, I mean, dangerous. It'll kill you. Well, I'm preaching all right this morning. I mean, this is pastoral teaching to you that we need to make some corrections in our daily walk in this life. If we don't make some corrections, we won't have to worry about the government cracking down and isolating the church and killing all the people. Amen. We'll kill our own selves. Amen. I said amen. Amen. That skull and crossbones means that there's poison in the house. Amen. Be careful. Amen. There's been lots of people through the years that because they weren't careful with those products, whether it's under the kitchen sink or in the bathroom cabinet or wherever, and their children got a hold of some of those products and drank them or whatever and digested them into their system, and they were rushed to the hospital. Sometimes they were saved, amen, by medical intervention. Sometimes their stomach had to be pumped. Are y'all listening to me? Drastic actions taken, and sometimes, tragically so, sometimes the children, amen, died because they didn't get the poison out of their system. Amen, until it was too late. Amen. Can I tell you, that's the way talking and rattling and backbiting and envying and strife is. Amen. And that unruly member of the body that yaks and yaks and yaks and yaks and yaks and talks about things. Amen. Whether you know what you're talking about or not, amen, you still need to keep your mouth shut. Deadly poison. We have such a horror of it. And it's used by the Word of God in this book of James as the very name for this unbridled tongue. Not just poison, it's killing. It's killing. It'll absolutely kill you. Amen. No, it's deadly poison. Amen. I said amen. There are some things that if you ingest into the human body, you can take something else following it, and it dilutes what the poison was that you ate or drank. Are y'all listening to me? I mean, it neutralizes that poison, and you're okay. But there's some poison that is so deadly, it'll kill you. I mean, it will absolutely kill you. And so is what James said concerning the unbridled tongue. Amen. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. If we could only have such tongues and mouths thoroughly labeled, amen, as the bottle of poison is, perhaps so much harm would not be done. Amen. We could just some way or another. Amen. Amen. You know, we got caller ID on the telephone systems now. I mean, that's a great invention. It really is. Amen. To know who's calling before you answer. Sometimes that is a wonderful thing. Amen. Sometimes you just don't even want to answer some calls. What gets me, I got one of those caller IDs, and it just irritates me to no end. I mean, some the phone rings, and you look at the caller ID, and it's blank, and says unknown. All that aggravates me. Help me, Lord. Somebody say, I'd like to know who's calling. I lost some of you on that shuffle. Amen. What good is a caller ID if it don't tell you who's calling? Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing? Woo! Glory to God. I'm in trouble this morning. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing to have a caller ID on your telephone system that when certain people call, it shows up, amen, on the caller ID, a skull and crossbones. You would know right off, boy, I don't need to answer that one. And I've got some calls through the years that I wished I had known before I answered. Glory to God. Amen. The tragedy sometimes that the people that possess these unruly, evil, deadly poison tongues are too often supposed to be earnest Christians. And those who listen to that assumed earnest Christian yak and talk are unaware of their terrible danger. And the evil is communicated. That deadly poison does its work in a soul. The hell fire spreads, and the awful results that follow. I want to tell you. Come here, Ricky. Men. Come here, boys. Come here, Rich. Amen. I want to show you what happens. Boys, I want to tell y'all. Hey, come here close. I ain't telling nobody else, but y'all need to hear this. I wonder if anybody else is listening here. That Doug Settle, man, you ought to know what I know about him. Yeah, I mean, that Doug Settle. I mean, you need to hear and know what I know about Doug. I mean, and by the time I get through, hear me, by the time I get through, now, all three of these guys may be spiritual enough to cancel out what I have said to them about Doug. But I can guarantee you, help me here, I can guarantee you that every time that any one of these three hear the name Doug Settle, they will, bang, the computer up here goes to work, and they will remember what I told them about Doug. Hello? It's an automatic reaction. Though they themselves have canceled it out and considered the source from whence it came and just ignored what I told them about Doug Settle. But every time that computer brain has already logged it, and every time Doug Settle's name is mentioned, they will remember what I said about Doug. The damage is done. I said the damage is done. Now, and if one of these are not spiritual enough, come on here, are not spiritual enough to cancel out what I said, amen, and they, amen, they build up a wall in their own hearts against Doug Settle because of what I said. And they will never, ever have any confidence in Doug Settle, amen, simply because of what I said. Whether what I said about Doug is the truth or not the truth. Come on here. The damage, the irreparable damage is done, and that soul that is not spiritual enough, boy, hear me this morning. That soul that is not spiritual enough to cancel it out and consider the source that it come from
Amen. They themselves many times lose out with God as a result of the negative, amen, words that were said about one individual. Amen. Somebody's going to answer to God on the day of judgment for such conduct and behavior, and a soul that went to hell, amen, because of that unbridled, unruly, amen, poison, deadly poison member of the body called the tongue. Thank you, gentlemen. Amen. Amen. The awful results that follow. Amen. I'm reminded of the woman who said so many bad and wicked things about her preacher, and it wasn't anybody from this area, so don't get scared. But this actually happened. Some of you, I'm sure, have heard the story before. And what she said was not even true. And she told it and told it and told it and told it, until finally she was confronted. And she apologized. She apologized before the church. She apologized before the preacher. And thank God, that's good. That's the way it should be done. Are you listening to me? Somebody say amen. That is right. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. But the preacher took this lady out, amen, and said, I want to show you something. And took a bag of feathers on a hill on a windy day and gave the bag of feathers to the lady and said to her, I want you to shake these bag of feathers out. And she took the bag and shook them out, and the wind blowing pretty fierce carried those feathers all over everywhere. And the pastures out down through the woods, the wind carried it. And now he said, I want to show you. Take this bag that you emptied out all of these feathers and blow them all over. Take these feathers and go gather up all these. Take this bag and go gather up all these feathers and put them back in the bag just like they were before. And she said, it is impossible. He said, I understand. And he said to her, that's what your tongue has done. It is, though you have apologized to the church, and rightly so, and you've apologized to me, and I accept your apology. But he said, the damage that you have done can never be repaired. I know a preacher, and some of y'all know, amen, damage was done to his ministry, and he never recovered from it, and never became the preacher that is he had been before. And some of y'all know his brother real well, and his brother has preached at this church many, many times. Amen. Amen. And a lie was told on him in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Amen. A woman that became mad at him because of something that he had preached that next to where she was living, and she got mad and told a lie on him. Said he was running around with one of the women in the church. They had a church meeting, and it was proved that he did not, beyond any shadow of a doubt, and she finally admitted that she lied on him. But before it was settled, that preacher's ministry had been damaged so bad that he could never recuperate, and one of the best preachers you have ever heard in your life. Hear me. I want to tell you, somebody said, but it shouldn't be that way. But it is. But it is. Irreparable damage. Amen. Amen. You've come in contact with people that said such a tongue. Amen. And you might even remember when you personally said things that you should not have said and wished you hadn't have said after you said it. Come on here. Amen. That fiery sting, the pain. Amen. The deadly wound caused by what was said until, amen, you fled to Jesus and the Lord fixed it and God helped you. Amen. You got cured. Amen. Oh, but you, above all people, should understand and know the damage that is done in people's lives because of the unruly member of the body called the tongue. Amen. Jesus can not only tame it, amen, but he can fill it with life. He can fill it with good things. Come on here. Amen. He can fill it with sweetness instead of bitterness. Amen. He can change it until it becomes a blessing instead of a cursing. Amen. James 1:26 said, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his own tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. If we do not bridle our tongues, we only seem to be religious. It is a pretense in God's sight. Wow. Tight this morning, ain't it? Amen. I want to tell you, in this church and many other churches, the rattling of the tongue has done as much damage as any worldly influence has ever done. Amen, preacher. I said, amen, preacher. Praise God. There's one who hears all the unkind criticisms, the unloving remarks, the harsh judgments, sometimes as uttered in whispers.